Shalom and good morning. I invite us into the journey of understanding the scriptures, verse by verse, word by word, paragraph by paragraph, to have the scripture answer itself. One of the things that we need to realize is that the Bible is the best answer to itself. The Bible seems to be like a book of help. It's a book of that comes in to speak. And sometimes we have answers in this book and we need to connect to the problem so that the Bible will be able to help us at this particular time. Now we are in chapter 2 of the book of Philippians, verses 1 to 11, the first 11 verses. And we are still considering that this is a book of help, is a book of support. I've lifted up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He does not sleep, he does not slumber. The Philippians were in great trouble. And they cried to God for help. And God, through the Spirit of Jesus, touched Paul to see the hand of these people, the hand of a man in Macedonia who was beckoning for help. And they were standing, that man was standing and was calling for help. This is the picture we are asking. That when this person called, Paul heard the call. The Spirit of God opened his understanding to see the picture, to hear the call, to hear the pain of the Macedonian people. And part of the Macedonian is Philippi. So for Paul concluded that he would go and help them. He didn't know what kind of problem they were going through. But one of the problems was there were no men in the city of Philippi. We established in the last session that we did that they did not have men who were believers. Men were not in the position of biblical leadership. And where we found men, they were using girls, abusing girls with the spirit of sorcery. Fortune telling. Where we found men, they were in the place of leadership and they were the one beating or asking for beating of Paul in the public square. Where we found men, they were in prison. There were very many in prison. When Paul finally went to prison, probably these are the men who were calling Paul. Where we found men, they were jailers. And we found that Paul was able to effect and help them in that. So much later on, Paul finds himself in prison. And these people who are helped, they are coming now to help Paul. Because help begets help. Kindness begets kindness. And we discovered that there are people who ask for help. But when help comes, they do not recognize the day of the visitation. One time Jesus cried out when he faced Jerusalem at the end of his 3-year ministry. He looked at his road to Jerusalem to complete his mission on earth. He had come to bring help. He came to bring help on earth. And when he looked at Jerusalem, he cried and said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets that are sent to you. I wish you know what would happen in your city. The enemies would come and besiege you or build a siege around your city. And they are going to trample over you and they will destroy everything that you see. Your city will be trampled and no stone will be left standing on another. This, the reason is you never knew the day of your visitation. So there's a possibility that help can come and people do not understand the day of their visitation. So the book of Philippians is the book that Paul is urging them that you need to have an attitude that receive help, an attitude that receive the day of their help, the day of their visitation. Chapter 1, we discovered that the first attitude is the attitude of surrender. Surrendering to who? Surrendering to God and His will. Surrendering to death or to life, in as far as you are pleasing God. Surrendering to the pleasing of God, that whatever happened, no matter whether in life or in death, I will praise God. That is a heart to receive help. Chapter 2, we will discover, and we are going to reflect on the second attribute of attitude, and the attitude of submission. That is what you are looking for in chapter 2. Submission, or you can call it service. It's about submission or service. You are submitted to the Lord. You're submitted to the work of the Lord. You are submitted to the cause of Jesus Christ. You are submitted and you want to help others. And we want to discover what is it we can do. And particularly this first session, we want to consider Jesus' submission, which is in form of humility and service. Submission can be found in form of humility and in service. These are the two things that makes up submission: humility and service. And so we are going to consider Jesus in this first session, and we look at the lessons we can learn from Jesus Christ, because Jesus is the best example of submission. And we are going to discover that He came from heaven to earth to help when the world was crying because of sin and is still crying because of sin. God in heaven heard their cry and sent Jesus. That's why we said, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. He gave help in form of His Son. God came to them in form of a son, in form of a person who would help them. But unfortunately, they never recognized the day of the visitation. In fact, they repaid good for bad. They killed Him, came to help them, but they mistreated Him. He was carrying help, but they mistreated Him. But what attitude did He have? That's what we are going to learn from this, because if we don't look at the attitude of Jesus Christ, we will not be able to understand what we are talking about. And the attitude we want to look at is submission, a submitted mind. It is the element of will that helps you to recognize others better than yourself, that will help you to submit to them, submit to that you'll be able to really forego your help, or you forego your portion for the sake of others. This is where you are not, you say, I have the first priority, but I give, but I come down so that you can be able to receive, so that you can be helped yourself. That's submission. Let's look at five statements that Jesus talks about submission. Let's first of all ask, what is this submission all about in the book of Philippians that we can be able to imitate? It says, therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from His love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in the Spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, rather in humility, value others above yourself. Now that's what you're talking about. You're valuing one above the self. That is what submission is all about. Actually, it can be able to summarize it is you value others above yourself. If you value others above yourself, you'll be able to serve them. You'll be able to let them have the first priority because you know you still get your own. And this is what he says. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good pleasure. Now, we can only be able to do this, to submit, because God is at work in us. It's not possible. It's not an easy thing to have ourselves submit for others. It takes the hand of God. And so Paul is saying that if there's anything that can please God, that makes the joy complete, is to have the same spirit that was with Jesus, because Jesus is the example that we are learning here, and we should have that spirit of Jesus, not doing anything out of selfish ambition. Submission means you are not selfish, you are selfless. Submission means you think of others, you value others above yourself. Submission means not looking to your own interest, but each to look at the interest of others. That is submission. It is humility. It is service. And then we can say in your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. Now let's look at the mind of Jesus Christ. Let's come and say, what is that mind of Jesus Christ that we can imitate? Because you are being told in your relationship with one another, you cannot talk about submission in the relationship with one another. But we are saying have the same mindset. Have this, which is this mindset? It is the mindset of submission. What is it that we can submit to Christ? Let's look at let's describe about few things that talks about the submission of Jesus Christ, which is very key. Let's look at verse 5 to 8 of 2 Philippians. In your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as that of Jesus Christ. What is that mindset of Jesus, of submission? Who being in very nature God, that is, he is God, he did not consider equality with God something to be used for his own advantage. In other words, he is God, but he did not consider equality with God. And this is something that you can be able to grasp, to understand. What did he do rather? That's number one. Number two, rather he made himself nothing. This is submission. He made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant. Nothing, he became a servant. That's submission. Being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross. Look, submission means obedience. It means service. It means harboring yourself. But Jesus harbored himself to people. He harbored himself even to the cross, to the death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted. But look at the benefits. Let's look at the benefits of Jesus harboring himself or submitting himself. From verses 9 to 11 as we conclude. Therefore, this is the benefit. God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. It's the two benefits. Exalt him to the place, highest place of honor. And he gave him a name that's above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue acknowledge that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Now, I think we need to stop there for now, but I want you to capture and understand that Jesus is the best example of submission. He came, he left heaven, he left the glory in heaven, and he came and obeyed. He obeyed his Father. He came and obeyed the will of the Father. Even when it was about death, he submitted to that. And he did not consider equality. He had an opportunity to consider equality, but he submitted himself to the cross. He became a servant and he died a shameful death so that he would be able to lift up others. But then the Bible says that when we submit ourselves to this help, how does help come? That Jesus came and he was exalted to the highest heaven again, given a name above every name, and through his name, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Father, help us to consider Jesus Christ as our best example, even as we receive help. We recognize the day of our visitation. Just create in us the spirit to recognize that this is the time for our visitation. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.